Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Hello and welcome back to Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey from Perpetual Wealth Financial. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 877-434-6243 or visit us online at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com. And while at my website, click on the podcast page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program. Now let's dive into today's topic. We all know the expression, save for a rainy day. It simply means having access to enough money to see you through inevitable financial rainstorms. As I like to tell my clients, you can't stop the rain, but you can stay dry. It's what I call rainy day protection. Preparing for rainy days is particularly important as you age and storm clouds in the form of illness and the rising cost of healthcare begin to build. When discussing rainy day protection with my clients, one of the most important conversation points is long-term care costs. As we all know, long-term care can be very expensive, but that doesn't mean your nest egg has to bear the burden of covering those costs. I walk my clients through different life insurance policies that include long-term care benefits. An insurance policy with long-term care benefits may provide you with the flexibility to do things you want during retirement while spending less time fretting about saving enough money to address the possibility of requiring costly long-term care services in the future. And here's a pleasant plot twist. If you end up not needing long-term care services, your beneficiaries may be able to receive a tax-free death benefit. Now that's rainy day protection with true flexibility. It's like an umbrella we keep in the trunk of our car. We probably won't need it, but if unexpected rain showers pop up, we'll be grateful it's there. An emergency fund is also an important part of rainy day protection. Let's begin by noting some of the things you likely wouldn't need to dip into your emergency fund for. If your house were to burn down, that would obviously be a very terrible situation, but your homeowner's insurance would likely cover most of the cost. It's much the same with a fender bender. Even an expense out of your normal routine, like a long trip, would probably be taken out of your normal cash reserve rather than your emergency fund. So the question is, what should an emergency fund be used for? In my experience, one of the most common reasons people dip into an emergency fund is for healthcare-related events. Other common reasons for dipping into an emergency fund may be something like a home repair, replacing an appliance, or perhaps helping a child or grandchild with an unexpected expense. Often, these are things you don't want to put on a credit card because of the interest or to dip into checking or savings for. When discussing rainy day protection with my clients, I'm often asked what happens to emergency fund money if it's never spent. The obvious answer is that the money can be directed to a beneficiary or beneficiaries of your choice, just as with many other assets. The other big emergency fund question I get is how the money can be placed in an account that provides both growth and safety plus accessibility. Growth, safety, and accessibility. All three are important, and building in an emergency fund that has all of them is a good reason to work closely with a financial service professional. While you can find growth in things like CDs and money markets, there are other options to consider that can position you with growth potential and accessibility should you need it or the opportunity to leave unspent money to your heirs. One option to consider is life insurance. For a one-time premium, there's no surrender charges or penalties. And the cash surrender value for at least the first several years, depending on the product, is going to be equal to or more than your original premium payment. That means if something does happen and you need the money, you can get it back. Depending on the options you choose, you may also be able to earn interest on the cash value, improving the possibility of growth. If you never need the money, it will go to your kids or other named beneficiaries. Because it's life insurance, The amount your beneficiaries would receive will be more than the original premium you paid, assuming you don't take any distributions, and it will be tax-free. Also, if you need the coverage for long-term care or terminal illness, you can access money from the policy in a lump sum. As with any other financial product, life insurance isn't going to be the best option for everyone. If you think life insurance may be a fit for your rainy day protection needs, I'd recommend sitting down with your financial services professional to weigh the pros and cons. During our show today, we've been discussing rainy day protection, which is really nothing more than the concept that the occasional financial rainy day is inevitable. But you can take some steps that may help you come through those rainy days without getting soaked. When it comes to giving yourself rainy day protection, working to avoid common financial mistakes as much as possible is the next thing I want to address. An Investopedia article titled Top 10 Most Common Financial Mistakes caught my eye because it has some excellent insights into some of the mistakes I've seen often during my own career. The article's first common mistake is spending too much money on things you don't really need. When I point out things to clients that they're spending a lot of money on and then ask them if it's something they really need, they almost always give an emphatic yes. But as we talk more about it, that emphatic yes becomes more like, I don't know if I really need it. Take lunch, for example. If you're spending $50 a week on an afternoon bite, it's easy to think $50 isn't going to break your financial strategy. But let's think more broadly about the numbers. $50 a week is $200 a month. That already hits you a little differently, doesn't it? And how about this? $50 a week for 52 weeks is $2,600 a year. Clearly, keeping that $2,600 a year in your bank account is a way to give yourself a little more rainy day protection. Full disclosure here, I've definitely been guilty of going out to lunch a little too often. And on any given day, it's easy to say, hey, it's only 10 bucks. But if you add it up over time, that 10 bucks becomes a much bigger pile of money. Let me add something here. I don't want to imply that you shouldn't go out to dinner or lunch or buy a latte every once in a while. Just be thoughtful about how often you're doing it and how much you're spending. Building a good financial strategy has nothing to do with denying yourself the things that make life enjoyable. It's simply about balance. Another simple way to give yourself a little more rainy day protection is to keep very close track of your spending habits, particularly when it comes to subscriptions and memberships. The recurring payment trap is getting larger all the time, thanks to things like Amazon Prime, streaming music and TV, gym memberships, and a whole lot more. Much like going out for lunch, it's easy to look at Disney Plus and think the price isn't a big deal. And on its own, it probably isn't. But toss in Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, Spotify, and a gym membership, and all of a sudden you're talking about quite a bit of money. All told, it could be well over $1,000 a year. Again, I'm not suggesting you get rid of the services that bring you enjoyment. I'm merely suggesting that you get rid of the ones you don't use enough. After all, if you sat down with your financial services professional and said you had an extra $1,500, they'd be able to help you put it someplace that would allow it to have the ability to grow. Relying too much on credit cards is something else that can really affect your ability to give your finances some rainy day protection. Credit cards are an important financial tool for many Americans because they make it a little easier to pay for things like gas, groceries, and other essentials. But you have to be smart with them. When discussing credit cards with my clients, I urge them to pay off their credit card balance at the end of every month. That way, you can take advantage of rewards without getting hit by interest that builds and builds. Also, it's important to be cautious about using them. This is why an emergency fund is important. Let's say the fridge conks out a week before Thanksgiving when you'll be hosting 20 family members. You obviously have to replace it. But using cash from your emergency fund rather than putting it on plastic means you aren't paying for a fridge and interest. Opening your financial strategy umbrella so you don't get drenched by interest is some seriously good rainy day protection. Another financial mistake to avoid is purchasing a brand new vehicle. When you need a new set of wheels, focusing on gently used makes a tremendous amount of financial sense. Millions of cars are sold every year, and I'm sure it's no surprise to many of our listeners that very few of those cars are purchased outright with cash. Most people have to finance their vehicle, which means they're paying interest on something that's actually losing value every day. And if you're someone who trades in a vehicle every couple of years, you're probably losing money every time. If you buy something that's a year or two old, but still has low miles and some warranty left, you're going to potentially keep thousands of dollars in your pocket. Those thousands of dollars can then go into your savings or an investment account. And that means more rainy day protection for your finances. The Investopedia article, The Top 10 Most Common Financial Mistakes, next addresses purchasing a home. American homes seem to be getting larger and larger. 5 and 6 bedrooms, finished basements, 4-car attached garages, bonus rooms, and more. If you have a large family, it's possible you might need some of those things. But if you're a family of 4, do you need something that large? And don't forget about the taxes, upkeep, and monthly utilities. The larger the house, the bigger the heating bill. A 3-bedroom house with a 2-car garage may not be glamorous, but it has a much smaller price, lower taxes, and less upkeep. Perhaps one of the best things you can do before you retire is to pay off your mortgage, and doing so will be much easier if you buy a home that fits your needs but doesn't break the bank. Not overextending yourself on a mortgage is certainly another way to give your finances some rainy day protection. While all those home renovation shows make it seem like no one can live without a 6-burner chef-inspired stove, the truth is most of us can live quite happily without one. Let's discuss housing a bit more. Another financial mistake you should avoid so you can provide yourself some rainy day protection is to not rely too much on home equity. While refinancing may mean you're getting a nice amount of money, it may also mean you're giving away ownership to someone else. However, if refinancing means you end up with a lower interest rate or that you can quickly pay down some of your high interest debt, it may be a good move. But refinancing should only be undertaken with much thought and with the assistance of a financial services professional. I'll add that a home equity line of credit may be a good alternative because you're essentially using the equity you've built in your home as a credit card. But caution is again essential because this step may mean you're paying interest on the credit funds you use. The next potential financial mistake that could make it harder to give yourself some rainy day protection is living paycheck to paycheck. As the article explains, as of October of 2023, the U.S. household personal savings rate was only 3.8%. It's hard out there. I get it. Prices are rising and it seems like wages aren't rising to match. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, you shouldn't feel like you're doing something wrong. If a person has to spend every dollar they earn to cover their bills, the impact of even one missed paycheck can be disastrous. It's particularly important to not be in this position if the economy begins to falter. If you're living paycheck to paycheck during an economic downturn, you likely won't have the wiggle room you need to give yourself any rainy day protection. Many financial services professionals recommend keeping 3 months' worth of expenses in an account you can quickly access. A job loss or economic changes may drain your savings and put you in a seemingly endless cycle of using debt to pay debt. A 3-month cushion may be the difference between keeping or losing your housing. The peace of mind that comes with knowing you have a few months of money put away to address a difficult circumstances is something you can't put a price on. Not budgeting in a way that suits your lifestyle is another mistake to avoid. I've worked with people who forget that their retirement income, no matter how well they saved and planned, may actually be less than it was when they were working. Thankfully, their expenses could be lower, so with some strategy adjustments, they can get back on solid financial footing. A related error is thinking you'll need too much income. When you retire, your spending habits typically change, particularly if you move into a smaller home. Building a budget that you understand and stick to is another way you can provide yourself with some rainy day protection. Ultimately, you can't control the weather that's waiting for you in the future. It may be all sunshine and blue skies, but more than likely, it will be a mix of sunshine and rainy days. So the trick is to prepare for all of it as much as possible. Saving money for a rainy day is a good idea no matter your age, but it becomes increasingly important as you grow older and retire. Rainy days in retirement can include very expensive things like healthcare costs, not to mention long-term care services. The goal of rainy day protection is to help you manage those potential challenges as efficiently as possible. If you have any questions about rainy day protection, retirement, or any other part of your financial strategy, visit my website at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com or call my office at 877-434-6243 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. That's all I've got planned for you this week. Until next time, remember that navigating your abundant retirement starts today. I'd like to encourage you to continue our journey of enlightenment and education by subscribing to our podcast and downloading the show. Join us soon for another episode of Navigating an Abundant Retirement. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.